Hello and welcome to Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, December 16th, 2016. I'm Adam Paulus. Rogue One is in theaters. I saw it last night, and for the sake of you not going insane, let's just say I saw it last night, and you should go see it too. Last week at the box office, Moana was number one with $18.5 million. It was followed by Office Christmas Party, which debuted with $16.9 million. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was number three with $10.4 million. Arrival was number four with $5.5 million. And running the top five is Doctor Strange with $4.5 million. Rogue One, Manchester by the Sea, and others come out this week, but only one of them is overstuffed with cameos of things and will wink at you every 10 seconds. Because Manchester by the Sea, Casey Affleck, what a ham. Anyway, I haven't seen it, I don't know. In the news this week, Star Trek Discovery found its lead in The Walking Dead's, I don't watch the show, so forgive me if I pronounce this incorrectly, Sonequa Martin-Green as Lieutenant Commander Rainsford, which I hope means she will be the most dangerous game. Three people will get that joke. Legendary Pictures renamed a bunch of its Japanese-inspired movie sequels and franchise flicks this week. Pacific Rim Uprising is the new name of that one. Godzilla King of Monsters, and Pokemon's Detective Pikachu. These should be neat. President Obama signed a federal law banning ticket bots this week, which I hope also covers the bots who buy rare sneakers and NES classics on Walmart's site, because I wasn't able to get those. I wanted one. Alan Thicke died this week. He was 69. Bernard Fox, best known as Bewitched Dr. Bombay, also died this week. He was 89. On sale at Entertainment Earth! It's not too late to save. We've got great last-minute gift opportunities, unless you're listening way beyond the last minute, for select Hasbro Disney Transformers and Marvel items. They are buy one, get one 40% off. Action figures are buy three, get the fourth free. We're also offering free shipping on all in-stock orders of $49 or more, upgraded so it arrives for Christmas. We also have free shipping on Rogue One items. Do we have more deals? Sure, but you'll have to go to our website for all the details and limitations, because there are a lot of them. In toy news, if you bought our Transformers Generations exclusive Lyokaiser, and I hope you did, I did, I like it, one of my associates slash buddy slash online pals or whatever you want to call them at the Octavorate Forge, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong because I don't know what that word means, a guy named Trent Troop made some things called weaponoids for Lyokaiser. They're animal-themed weapon kits that transform from a weapon to a little animal. They're called the Bison Zuka, the Catling Gun, the Dober Gun, Jaguar Laser, Rhino Blaster, and my personal favorite name of all time, Sir Misselbottom. These are made-to-order 3D printed items as an upgrade for this kit. So if you already bought a Lyokaiser, maybe you want to check these out. If you haven't bought a Lyokaiser yet, this is a shameless excuse for me to remind you to buy a Lyokaiser, because we have it for sale. And I want you to buy one. Or two. They're nice. New Hikari this week from Funko, the Phantasm First Order Stormtrooper. I ordered one. It's a blue-purple glitter Stormtrooper from The Force Awakens. It's pretty cool. We also received the Urban Bigfoot Purple Rain Sofubi vinyl figure. We put up pre-orders for the Alien Muscle Minifigures Wave 1 set from Super 7. I had to order that. It's so cool. We also put up the Ghost in the Shell The Major quarter-scale statue from, I believe, the new movie. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 6-piece nesting doll set is up from PPW, classic nesting dolls with the main cast from the original American series. Voltron Legendary Defender toys are up, including the Voltron with Lights and Sounds 14-inch action figure, and we also have the Star Wars Force Awakens Rey and Finn artifact statue set with free shipping coming next year. I might order one of those too. There's a lot of stuff I really like right now. And it's a little ridiculous, but it's pretty cool. So check that out. And that's it. I am running late because I am running late. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Go see Rogue One if you haven't already planned to do so. The theater I went to wasn't especially full. It was 7 p.m., but it was at a place that not a lot of people go see movies. So that was more or less by design. I hope you can see it. I hope you have a great time. And I hope you have a great weekend. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Goodbye.